The Space Case Sarah Show with the space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin. Who is Space Case Sarah?
Spunky, edgy, smart, funny, and a rebel feminist.
Now, witness it yourself on iRock Space Radio.
Hello, space enthusiasts. Welcome to another episode of the Space Case Sarah Show with the space nerds, Kavi and Benjamin. Whether this episode airs or not, this is a new recording platform that we are using. So this is kind of a fun first go about with the Space Case Sarah Show on this new platform. And we're going to see how this goes. But, element.
Cobalt.
Oh, right, we're doing elements.
Yeah, we do that. And I
heard of it.
Who are you guys talking about? What?
Cobalt. I think it's cobalt. A type of horse.
It's their shoe.
The shoe of the horse, yes.
Are on the cobalt episode, apparently. And as a reminder to people who maybe are tuning in to this nonsense for the first time, even though really it doesn't matter that we're on a new platform. So anyway, we do elements for each episode, and the guys always prepare some facts and fun things to know about this episode. So let's jump right into that. Kavi, what should we know about cobalt?
Cobalt is a really interesting element. It has been used, honestly, for hundreds of years as a coloring pigment. So it has this really interesting blue color that can be added to glass and other smelting processes. But honestly, it's just like very weirdly useful to metabolisms. So like somehow it plays a role in the way that we process vitamin B. It also plays a role in radiotherapy. Like there are a whole bunch of different ways that it can be used. And it's just kind of strange.
Where do we get it from? Like, where do we, like, if we use it for metabolizing things, where do we get it? The ground. So, like,
yes.
Food that we eat. The ground.
I'm not specifically sure how it gets into the food that we eat.
Well, okay. Cobalt occurs naturally everywhere, earthy, on the ground.
Earthy.
It doesn't occur naturally in a purified state, though. It's mixed into a gaggle of other minerals and molecules out there. So it can be found everywhere.
The collective noun for gaggles. For elements. It's indeed gaggles.
A gaggle of elements.
A myriad of gaggles. Do we like lick the ground when we need more cobalt? Like,
no, it's not
what
like a phone.
I do.
Benjamin.
Yes.
What you got for us?
Yes. Today is our 27th episode, the Cobalt episode. And should this new recording platform work well and everything airs on time, it'll air on February 18th. So happy astronaut birthday to Joseph Kerwin, who actually is born February 19th. Don't tell anybody. And he flew on Skylab 2. And happy scientist birthday to Jacques Cassini, the son of Giovanni Cassini.
Okay.
Jacques himself.
I thought you were going Jacques Cousteau, you know?
Not Jacques Cousteau, Jacques Cassini, who predates Jacques Cousteau. Thank you. Jacques Cassini measured the motions of the stars, and he used that information to dispel the myth that they don't move. And also, he continued his father's studies of Jupiter and Saturn, and of course Saturn's rings. So happy birthday to those folks.
Damn. And the Cassini mission was named after his father, right? Not him.
The Cassini's mission was named after their dog.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Spot Cassini.
Bow Wow, yeah. Cassini. No, it was named after Giovanni Cassini.
That would make more sense if their dog was named Pluto.
I think Kavi wins. Kavi wins today. That's the funniest joke.
We're gonna do another trivia episode and play some games. Benjamin is so excited. Benjamin really had some fun questions the last time. I feel like We kind of went more into our... Well, perfect. I am a little bit ill-prepared, which is kind of a funny story. Not ill-prepared intentionally, but I was looking for more general, like, space facts kind of questions. And all of them, as I'm going through, I'm like, yeah, they would know that. Yeah, they would know that. Yeah, that's, you know, unless it was a completely obscure, like, how long would it take for you, if you dug a hole through the earth, how long would it take you to fall through? You know, really kind of random.
How long would it take me to dig the hole, or how long would it take you to
how
fall
long would it
through?
Take for you to fall through? I guess this is our first question. How long would it take for you to fall through earth if you dug a hole all the way through it? How long would it take?
24 hours.
Infinity.
Well, ooh. Yeah.
There's a good reason for my answer, but I'll let Benjamin justify his first.
Well, I think what Sarah's trying to imply in her question, if there was a hypothetical hole through the earth through which you could fall and not hit the ends and not burn up when you passed to the core.
Yes, like, let's put the logistics aside.
Logistics aside, I think she's trying to ask, what's the
top
how block. Long it'll take one trip? If I just jump down and I spat out the other side, I would start at a speed of zero on one side. I would reach my max speed when I passed through the core. And then I would start slowing down until I got to a speed of zero on the other end. Hopefully somebody would catch me. Not the constant back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, Swiss cheesing as we go while the world's turning. We're just punching holes. No, not that where Kavi was going. But I think Sarah's question. I think the answer is something. I have to look it up. I posted that as a science fact on Science Actually once. And I got so much hate mail from it.
Perfect.
You'd die. You couldn't dig that hole. You'd burn up. Swiss cheese. Blah, blah, blah. My name's Kavi. Anyway, it was just really mad. It was annoying. But I think it's...
That's what I do in my spare time. I just create fake accounts and troll Benjamin's posts.
I think it's a number of hours would you take you to go through.
This
all
is
logistics,
definitely not
actual
Kavi.
Science assigned.
Well, this is a good first question then, because I would love hate mail for the Space Case Sarah show. Seriously, like, everyone's perfectly pleasant with us. Come on, give us some heat.
About an hour there.
Yes, is about 42 minutes is the...
Ah, there you go.
And you reach like 17,000 some miles per hour, eagles per freedom, whatever, you know, it is in the metric system. So, but no, like, most of them were like, what's the hottest planet in the solar system? I'm like, really? And then there really weren't that many that I was like, they would probably know that. I mean, okay. Another one that
go
came.
For it.
Well, true or false, could you fit all of the planets of the solar system in between the Earth and the Moon?
True.
With the ring system? Of Saturn, or without?
I don't know.
Are we just talking about the spheres?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say yeah. I'll say yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes,
it's
that's
250
true.
Million miles. It's a lot of space. I'm right. It's 250 million.
Yes, you both were right. You both were right. Okay, hold on. Let me find like just a couple more. I'll just fill this first segment with my
silly. This is great. This is great. This is great.
We need to keep score though, because if we can't have a scorecard for getting back from the green room, if we don't have a green room,
oh,
we need to keep score of this.
Right.
So, okay.
Okay, how many years would it take to walk to the moon? And like, please don't get too technical here. Like, what's the speed?
How fast
like,
are you walking?
Well,
that's what I said.
Well, are we talking about me? I'm 6.5 feet tall, so I have a longer stride.
You guys are such nerds.
What?
Like the average human.
Did I have a Red Bull first?
How many years would it take to walk to the moon?
Oh, yeah, approximate walking speed is approximately 2.7 miles.
I don't
mile,
like the question.
I don't know. About billion years. Why not?
Jesus.
No. No. Okay. 90 million years.
Okay.
90.
Copy.
90 million.
420 years.
Apparently, according to this, it's 9 years.
Okay. Kavi wins. He's closest.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you.
I don't like the question, though, so I won't take the point.
Is it when the moon's closest or when it's furthest? It's the full moon.
You know, again, these are just very...
I'm loving this. This is great.
So just very... Okay, so here's the tunnel through Earth. And then also a lot of these facts are in, you know, the U.S. measuring system. Okay, let me try this one. 16 facts about space that will blow your mind. Okay.
Space. Okay. My mind needs to get blown.
Prepare for your mind to be blown. See, right away, none of these I'm like, okay. NASA has recorded eerie space sounds. We already knew that. Sunsets on Mars are blue. Okay. Launching things into space is expensive. This is why I'm struggling, okay?
Is this a question?
No, give me 1 second. I'll find one more. Okay, what percentage of our solar system mass is the sun?
All of it. So much close to all of it.
95%.
99%.
Yes, it's 99%. Whoa. See? Like, this fact we actually went over in a show with two pieces of the same type of metal touch in space. They'll bond and be permanently stuck together. We talked about that.
Cold welding. Yeah. It's a problem. We've just covered everything. Who would have thought in 26 episodes we could have covered
all of human knowledge? We finished the universe. We finished it.
Yeah, it's the end.
That was boring.
Yeah. We have reached the end. Yeah, it's like we reached to the point of the origin of the Big Bang, and we can't go any further. This is great, because you know what? We're at 13 minutes. Let's throw out our handles, and then you guys with that are probably full of more facty facts. Apparently, you need to be more like ultra specific instead of just saying like odd facts or unique facts or something about space, because they're like, Mars is red because of its iron.
What? I thought it was blood from Muppet the victims voice. When the aliens came. That's what the movie said.
What's that character, Chloe, from the Sesame Street? The blue one?
Mars is red because of the iron!
I need a sock puppet. We need a sock puppet.
We need sock
puppets. Space case puppet.
We need our own sock puppets to represent ourselves.
Did you ever watch
an episode just with sock puppets?
Yes, because this platform records us. Yes, video recording.
Just like this.
Yes,
just like this.
Oh my god!
Just like this.
I like space because it twinkles.
Today's episode is brought to you by the element cobalt. Cobalt.
Cobalt.
Okay, before we go to a break. Did you ever watch Rocket Man? It was like kind of, you know, the Disney movie Rocket Man with
Elton John.
No.
I saw the Elton John one.
No.
That was fine. That was a good show.
Oh, I can't think of the actor's name, but he's an engineer at NASA, and he gets like last minute selected to go on a mission to Mars.
That happens.
And they test him. He goes through testing. And one of them is an isolation chamber. And he starts...
I know exactly the movie you're talking about. I know exactly the movie you're talking about.
He does sock puppets. And then they get done with the isolation test and they open the door and he's like, close the bloody door! We haven't finished the third act!
This is when they're on Mars, two people, and they're connected by an air tube. And then he cuts one and it says it wasn't him.
Yeah. It's
starting to sound familiar.
Okay.
It's a fine film.
I'm Space K Sarah. I am available anywhere on any platform. Kavi, go.
Me, hi. I am Kavi. I am...
Not the problem.
You can find me at Fun Fact Science, Fun Fact Science with Kavi, on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I have realized that my TikTok account has basically become a Stan account for my dog, and I am not embarrassed of that at all. But yes, that's me. Fun Fact Science.
And I'm Benjamin from Science, actually. And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and what's the other one? Instagram and TikTok and
all
Mastodon and Hive.
Mastodon.
Okay. Mastodon.
You're on Mastodon.
Going. I'm on Mastodon. I'm everywhere. I am. I'm in your dreams.
You are listening to the Space K Sarah Show with the Space Nerds, Kavi and Benjamin, here on iRock Space Radio.